Halabesa Plastic Surgery, Terry speaking. Yeah, Matt, hi. How are you going with this problem? Oh, okay, all right. Because I've just got to drive down to Langwarrin, and obviously I have to use the phones from there remotely. And well, I need to make calls and receive them. Yeah, I'm on the phone all the time. So I need a functioning soft phone. Yeah, but can I turn the answering machine on and off with it? Or do I just leave the answering machine off and the phone will just ring when I'm in the car? Yeah, all right. And can you sort of work to fix it in the meantime? Because then on Tuesday again, you know, I've been working from home a lot. It has to sort of function so that, and I need to be able to control it. And it was working beautifully. It's just that one number. I don't know why. I was working from home on Wednesday and I turned the answering machine off in the morning, and then when I went to put it back on, that it just wasn't there, that thing, and I don't know what happened to it. And it's not on the office one either. It's like it's deleted somehow. I don't understand it. Yeah, all right. I mean, if you can turn my answering machine on after this call, and then turn it back on at 1 o'clock. Because if you can turn it off after this call and turn it back on at 1 o'clock, that would be good for me. But is my soft phone functioning though for me at the moment? Because it's sort of, I don't think it's, hang on, I'm going to pick up. Let me just have a look at it. Hang on, Matt. I'll just go and pick up on the other phone because I can't. I hate these phones. All right, so no, I'm sort of right out at the moment. So do I need to sort of look at that email you sent me before and get it back on? Yeah, all right, hang on. All right. Oh, it says unauthorized. Why is that? Invalid username or password. All right, let's try it again. No, it won't let me do it. Do you need to send me an updated one or something? It's saying, it just says unauthorized. I'm going to have to send David to PPH on his own, I think. We don't get this sorted in 2 minutes. You've sent through another one. All right. Okay. Where are you sending it to? To info. Oh, great. Yeah, all right. It's here. Okay, let's try this one. Yeah. Just going to get rid of that. Oh, why delete this one? All right, I think it's updated now. Oh. Okay, yep. All right, I think that's worked. Now let me import all the contacts. All done. All All right, so this one now says office two, so it's going from office one, not office two. Yep, all right. And I'll do the same with this one. But I just, yeah, I don't know why the answering machine toggle. Oh, you've turned it on already, the answering machine. I can see it's on. Yeah, you've done it. All right. Oh, hang on. Yeah, I just going to put it on this too. Okay. Let's do this with this phone. Scan with camera. Okay. I've got it on both without the answering machine. So you're just going to operate it on at the moment and then work it out for me. Yeah. You'll have to let me know how I can log in and do all this myself, because it would just be good if I could not have to ring you to do it all the time. If it's I do have some login details, but I don't know what the website is. Can you send it to me as an email, please? And I just want to go in and have a look at all of it over the weekend and try and sort it out. Is that good? All right, because yeah, I've got to run to Langmore now. Okay. And because Matt, yeah, because I just work from home a lot at the moment, so when I go out for lunch, I turn the answering machine on and off. All right. So you're going to turn it back on at 1 o'clock, okay? Because I can't tell from the soft phone whether it's on or it's off. So, thank you very much. Yeah, put a little timer on your phone so you don't forget. Okay. Thanks, Matt. All right, I better go. All right, bye.